iPhone 13 Pro and iPad Mini. Your initial thoughts, they're the new features for these phones.
They are. I've got both of them as well. So the iPhone 13 Pro Max. Everything comes in threes, it seems, Lee. So on the iPhone 13 Pro Max, the camera upgrade is significant. Even on the surface of it, it looks like the same triple camera setup as before. All three cameras are brand new. There's a larger sensor and wider aperture on the main camera. The ultra-wide now offers macro focusing down to 2 centimetres plus a wider aperture. Takes some great macro photos on that. And the telephoto lens is longer. All three allow for night mode shooting. Superb photos. And, you know, it is, I've got to say, because I have the iPhone 12 Pro Max on there as well, you can tell the difference between the photos. 12 Pro Max, still great photos, people. Got to say that for the 13 Pro Max. Wonderful photos. The display on there is now 120 hertz, which means you can scroll a lot quicker on it. It looks a lot better on there as well. But the thing that's really stunned me is battery life on this phone. Even though I've had it a few days, it is the best battery life I've ever seen in a phone. I charged my phone, I'll give you an idea, Friday night. I still had over 50% left on Sunday morning.
Wow.
That's how good this is. And they've proven that you can actually start a video playing on the iPhone 12 Pro Max. It will still be playing 28 hours later as well.
That makes a big difference, doesn't it, battery life? So that's a benefit. And also it sounds like the camera upgrade is significant as well.
Oh, it's wonderful photos on there. iPad Mini is a beast of a little machine as well. It's like the 2020 iPad Air got shrunk down, which was a professional iPad. It's got the same home buttonless look. It's got Touch ID built in the power button, USB-C for power. Great speakers for a tablet of this size. The screen's only 8.9 inches, so it's very small to carry. Display is super crisp. Great viewing angles on there as well. It's about the size of a Moleskine notebook, weighs only 293 grams on there as well, so you can just carry it around with you. It really is the best small tablet you can buy. But unlike most of them, it's not a cheap machine. If you get 256 gig of storage in it, it comes into nearly $1,000.
Right, okay. So the iPad Mini, without doubt, the best small tablet that you can buy at this stage.
It blows the competition away.
It does. All right, let's move on to Microsoft. They've announced new Surface products. Surface is the brand that Microsoft make.
Yeah, for computers, just like Apple made their products, this is what Microsoft make. The Surface Laptop Studio is going to be their premium one on there as well. It really looks like a wonderful replacement. It's got a detachable clipboard display on there. Uses a pull-down display as well, so you can put it into laptop mode, stage or studio mode. 14.4-inch pixel sense display. Wonderful displays on these as well. It's got 2 Thunderbolt ports on there as well, USB ports. It will be the most powerful Surface that Microsoft has built. Will be available late next year. The Surface Pro 8, which so many people use, it's got a detachable keyboard on there as well. They've bumped all that up as well. Really looking forward to that. They've got good cameras on there now. They've always had good cameras on the Surface, but when you're doing things like Teams and talking to people, 16 hours of battery life, that's going to start at $1,649, is available for pre-order right now. And they've announced their Surface Pro X Wi-Fi model. That's an ARM-based one. So it's not a traditional processor. It's another processor out there as well. I wouldn't buy it, Lee.
No, okay.
Out there right now.
There's one to avoid.
$1,699. It's slow. It really is. It's not like the ARM-based ones. We've got the MacBook Pro, which is ARM-based as well, but it's super fast. This is not super fast.
Now, the Wi-Fi version of Surface Pro X, that starts at $1,699, as you just pointed out, but that won't be available till next year.
Exactly right. Next year, you can buy one at the moment, which has got, you can put a SIM card in there as well, so you can take it anywhere you want.
Fantastic. Now, just to wrap up, if you've got Windows 11, for those that are wondering whether the computer will run Windows 11, this is how to check.
So Windows 11 will be out early October. Microsoft has a page dedicated to Windows 11. That link is up on my website right now, Lee, if people want to go over there. When you open up the Microsoft page, they've got a PC health tool. You run it, and it will tell you whether you can upgrade to Windows 11 or not on there. So it's a very, to me, it's a useful tool right now to go along and say, can I run Windows 11? If you can't, there are some options on there for you to do as well.